everybody. Welcome back for Thursday Thoughts. As promised, this week I'm going to kind of give some thoughts on karate in the Olympics. Next summer, Tokyo is hosting the 2020 Summer Olympics, and for the first time, karate will be an official Summer Olympics sport. It's been part of the World Games for a long time, but this time, this marks the first time that'll be an official Olympic event. Right off the bat, you know, for some people, this is an amazing event, amazing situation. For some people, it's really, it makes no difference to them either way. For myself, you know, I'm kind of torn, to be honest. The former national team member, competitor in me is just ecstatic that karate could be in the Olympics. You know, if that has been 20 years ago, 25 years ago, who knows, you know, what might have happened, right? You know, I have friends who would have definitely been in that mix right now, trying to compete and whatnot. But on the flip side of that, the traditional karateka in me, you know, is kind of torn. And I'm going to kind of go over a couple of those things real quick. You know, so the caveat to this whole discussion is that 2020 karate is in the Olympics, but it has not been selected for the 2024 in France Olympics, but it was in the 2018 Youth Olympic Games, and it's already in recently announced to be in the 2022 Youth Olympic Games. So the karate dream is not dead. We just don't know what's going to happen with it yet. So first, I'd like to just list some positives of things that could come from karate being in the Olympics. And the first of those is just the increased athleticism and a better understanding of sport and biomechanics. The athletes today are competing at a much higher athletic capability than any time in the past. And, you know, again, not to take away anything from any, like, for example, when I was competing, the competitors then, the athletes at the highest level were in great shape. But now it's becoming almost like their full-time job, right? You could still almost be a recreational athlete, but now to compete at the international level, the Olympic level, it has to be your full-time job. You know, the athletes are traveling, competing in Series A, Premier League, Continental Championships, National Championships, and other domestic events almost every month to get those Olympic points and to be able to be running there. So, you know, those are some of the benefits that karate being in the Olympics can bring to karate overall, is a better understanding of biomechanics, sports medicine, how to use the body and things like that. You know, we're constantly striving, learning more, striving to make our techniques better and pass that knowledge and that information down to our athletes. The other thing, that another very good positive benefit of it, is just an overall increased awareness of karate out in the public. You know, as it gets more, you know, certain countries, you know, especially like Japan, they're hosting the Olympics, their PR is really kicking into high gear promoting karate being in the Olympics. Granted, karate is from Japan, so there's that. But, you know, all of that attention can help draw people into the dojo. You know, some of the cons or the potential downfalls of karate being in the Olympics is the aforementioned athleticism, right? One thing that we've seen is that the athletic performance or the athleticism has taken priority over technique in some situations, you know, at the expense of bunkai or actual understanding of how the techniques or how karate is supposed to work. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? That athleticism can make better karateka, better athletes, but it can also become the primary focus. And, you know, at all levels, whether you're an athlete, coach, or even referees, you know, there's referees out there who, you know, who are just focusing solely on the athleticism or the athletic portion of the event. You know, one of the other things that can be a detriment to it is the loss of some of the traditional martial art aspects. You know, when people become athletes only and it becomes purely a sport and there's no martial art aspect of it, a lot of these things go along the wayside. And you know, a specific event, we've seen it more and more in recent times, but you know, recently, earlier this year in a WKF event, there was a double disqualification that happened. You know, and something like that a long time ago was unthinkable, and it was you know, the referee called Yame to stop the match, and one of the competitors punched after completed his technique after the Yame had been called. You know, and so first of all, there's a question of you know, whether he intentionally did that or whatnot. You know, I wasn't there, I've only just watched the video, and it was, you know, okay, so give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe he didn't hear the Yame or whatever, and he continued the technique. But then the other competitor, they got in a little pushing shoving match, and they ended up basically just slapping each other, and they both ended up getting disqualified. And the worst part of it was they were both high-ranking competitors, and one of them may, I can't remember exactly, but may have been a former world champion. So, you know, what does that say? That tells us that the traditional martial art aspect of karate, the respect, the dignity, the treating the opponent fairly, the respect for your training partner is gone out, or can easily be thrown out in lieu of just competing, winning at all cost. So, you know, that's something to take into consideration. So the other thing that karate being an Olympics, because if you're in a dojo that's primarily focused on sport, you know, this can lead to misunderstandings with when people come in and they join the dojo or they join the club and they're looking for one thing, maybe traditional martial arts, and they're not getting it. You know, the focus is all entirely on kata for competition or kumite for competition, and they want, you know, self-defense type stuff. So, or just to practice their traditional martial art and learn about Japanese or Okinawan history and culture. You know, if they're not getting that, that can cause them to go somewhere else and try and find that thing so that they're looking for. So, you know, some recommendations that I've got is everybody needs to keep learning. The athletes, the coaches and senseis, the referees all need to keep learning about karate, you know, and try to make it, increase your level of understanding and your knowledge about it and how that relates to sport. The other thing is, if you're a sport-related, sport-focused, WKF sport-focused dojo, and you're less worried about Bunkai, just be honest with that. You know, make sure that everybody, when they come in, that they know what they're getting into, right? You know, ask them why they're there, what they're looking for in a dojo, what they're looking for in karate, and if sport karate is not their thing, then maybe refer them to one of your friends or another dojo that puts more focus on that, right? Just being upfront with everybody. So, you know, overall, I think karate can be a good thing in the Olympics, but we just have to be cautious, right? You know, we've seen other martial arts that have become Olympic sports and how much they've dramatically changed. You know, there's one very similar to karate that became, you know, it's been in the Olympics for about for a while now, and you know, it's very different now, especially now they have, you know, head protectors and chest protectors that have electronic sensors in, and the goal is just to touch the sensor, right? So the techniques have changed. Everybody is working strictly towards just scoring that point, and so just making that, getting contact with that sensor. So anyways, karate can be a good thing in the Olympics, and being in the Olympics can also be, you know, detrimental if everybody's not on the same page and aware of what they're getting. So for those athletes that are competing at that, and I know a bunch of members on the U.S. national team who are out there chasing that, you know, they are amazing athletes, and I hope the best for them. And so again, this is just kind of my thoughts. Karate in the Olympics, if it's your cup of tea, it's going to be awesome. You know, if I wish that I could go and watch it. You know, if it's not your cup of tea, if you're into traditional, if you're just focused on traditional karate and bunkai practical application, right, it may not be for you. But again, those athletes that are out there working at it, they are some very skilled, very dedicated, and very motivated athletes. So anyways, I'm going to wrap up here. This was just my ideas, my thoughts on karate in the Olympics. So we'll see you next week. Keep on training.